Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and my co-host slash the ruler of my life, Gwen Ballinger, is here with me. Hi, Mom. Say hi.
Hi. I haven't been the ruler of your life in a long time.
You wish you were still the ruler of my life.
I do.
Even when you were, I refused to let you be.
You did.
Teenagers are fun. Right before we shot this, sorry, Mom, I'm going to embarrass you, but I told her I wanted to take some pictures for the podcast. I wanted to change our icon. I just want, you know, some promo pics. You know, it's what you're supposed to do in life. So we had the brilliant idea of my mom holding a chicken and then me holding a microphone up to the chicken to interview it as a picture. My mom got pooped on.
I was scared to poop out of that chicken.
She had poop all over. I'll post a picture on the ATI podcast Twitter. Have you been pooped on before?
Oh, absolutely.
There was a lot.
How do you have kids and not have poop on you?
No, I meant pooped on by the chickens.
Yeah.
Why are you letting humans poop on you?
Children, it goes everywhere. You take that diaper off sometimes. Whoa. Or toddlers.
I just feel like that's
Please
something.
Tell me you've never had Blaze's poop on you. Of course you have.
I don't think I've had Blaze's poop on me.
Oh, well, you're lucky.
I feel like I just know where his poop is and then I don't touch it.
Well, good.
Anyway, I looked up holidays for today, but there was no good holidays
None?
For today. No.
Wow.
It was a boring holiday day. Now, someone don't quote me on that because I might not have seen all the holidays, mm-hmm. but there was nothing noteworthy.
Nothing.
Huh. And I apologize,
Maybe
people.
Everyone's just taking a break from Cinco de Mayo.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hope you all had fun and were safe. I saw that. I didn't see that. Dad told me that tequila is becoming one of like the best, most known alcohols.
Is that the one with the worm in it?
That originally, yes. Because Dad said the same thing. He's like, back in my day, I don't think he said
because
that.
Because he knows so much about alcohol.
Oh, my God.
As do I.
My dad does not drink. Oh, yeah. I saw a thing on Twitter saying tequila is being like the biggest alcohol, and Dad then said, back in my day, tequila was only known for the only brand that there was the one with the worm in it.
Yeah.
And now it's like the thing. I have to say, whenever I did take shots back in my day, when mm-hmm. I did drink the Alks, tequila was the only thing I could really take a shot of.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You lick the salt, you take a shot, suck the lime.
Is that the one where you stick a lime in a bottle?
That's Corona. That's a beer.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know these things.
So tequila is apparently the number one.
What's it taste like? I've never had tequila. Have I? I don't think
no.
so.
No. Have you had a margarita?
Yeah, I don't like margaritas.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the alcohol in margaritas.
The rim off. And yep. then I'm done.
I don't know. I like tequila.
Okay.
But anyway.
Is that the slushy? Is that
the margarita? Slushy? It can be a slushy. It can be blended or on the rocks.
Got it.
So the slushy is the blended one, yes.
For iced tea, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I prefer a soda. Like, if I'm going to cheat and do a drink that's bad for me, I'm drinking soda. It just tastes better, and you don't feel like crap the next day. All right, so the news. The news for the day. I doubt you know who DJ Khaled is.
Probably not.
He is a music producer that creates his own albums, but has everyone else sing for him.
Oh,
and he just screams his name and another one in his songs so that he's in them and he's in the music videos. Well, he just was on a radio show and he said, sorry, Mom, we don't really talk about this ever, but we're going to talk about it because it's the internet news. He doesn't ever perform oral on his wife, but he expects it from her whenever he wants because he's the king and there's different rules for men. So my mom is bright red at the moment.
Is there a rating on our podcast?
There's no rating. It's under comedy, not family.
Oh my.
But I have to, Twitter, of course, was all over it and just like exploded. And I just have to, like, that is, everyone's like, why, the people defending him are like, why do you care what happens in their bedroom? It's not what happens in their bedroom, like what acts they like to perform or what they do perform.
Well, why is he talking about it?
Exactly. And it's more of the misogynistic, sexist, like, I am the king and women are below me, therefore they have to do what I want, but I'm not going to do what they want. There are people who don't like to perform certain acts, and that's between them, but it's the fact that he said it and why he doesn't do it.
Shouldn't have said it, and it, no.
Correct.
No.
Well.
No, don't tell people those things.
Yeah, don't. Going on a radio, did he think he was going to get praised for going on a radio saying that he doesn't pleasure his wife in that way?
Oh my goodness.
You have not, so you have very little to say. All right. Oh man, I just thought about all the people that do listen to this podcast. Next topic.
Thank you for moving on.
Ariana Grande is obsessed with planets.
I saw that.
Oh, you did?
They're so pretty though.
Yeah, first she was obsessed with Jupiter. She's like, nothing is more beautiful than Jupiter. And then at the end of the day, she goes, wait, Neptune's better.
And then a moon of somebody or something.
Well, a moon of her. And then NASA actually tweeted her.
Oh, really?
NASA tweeted her. And then she tweeted them back saying that she wanted to perform her show on their planet. Well, it's not theirs. They just know about it. And then her mom freaked out because her mom is apparently a huge astrology nerd.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that's cool.
That's cool.
But the planets are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
And she started looking at fish or something like that. There's a lot in this world. My mom is looking at her watch. What happened?
It's telling me my package got delivered.
Your package got delivered? Oh, what package?
I already know that because you were...
What's the package? I just got a... Oh, Matt locked the front door. That's what my notification was.
So what planet's your favorite, Rachel?
Pluto, just because it's no longer a planet, but it will always be a planet in my heart.
That's what we were taught.
Yeah. You can't change that on us.
You can't say it was and then it's not.
Like, you drilled that into us. You made us repeat that and learn it. We had to do solar system. I didn't.
And it was fun because
I was homeschooled.
It was a Disney character.
Right.
Come on. It was the easiest one to remember.
And now it is no more.
None.
It's just a star or
just
whatever.
A thing.
Isn't the sun a star?
We're getting into science now.
I'm not good at that. But anyway, I thought the world needed Ariana to be obsessed with planets.
Yeah, that's going to get a lot of kids really interested in.
Suddenly, every girl just wanted to be an astronaut. Good. All right, there's a new meme. I don't understand it.
Okay, what is it? Maybe I can explain it to you.
Have you... That was a good joke, Mom.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you seen Despicable Me?
Yes.
You know Gru?
Yeah, he's the one with the nose.
Yeah. He pronounces girl, Gorl, Gorl, G-O-R-L.
Gorl, okay.
So now everyone is just replacing, I don't even know how to explain it. They're taking a picture of a girl's where you'd normally say girl and putting his face on the girl's bodies and replacing girl with gorl.
Okay.
That's literally the whole thing.
Oh.
So
okay.
The Spice Girls, you'd put his face on all of their bodies and say the Spice Girls.
Goyles.
I don't know how it's pronounced. I saw the first movie once and that was a million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
No.
A lot of people think it's funny.
I guess switching heads with people to some people is funny.
I feel like I'm missing something. Is that how old people feel on the internet, that they're just missing something?
Why are you asking me that question?
Because I don't know if you got it or not.
Because I'm old?
Yes.
Yes, I miss a lot.
No, but I feel like I understood all the SpongeBob memes. I understood most of the memes. I get it.
To me the first time.
Yeah. Yes. This one I don't get.
No, I'd have to see it, but I probably wouldn't get it either.
It does. I feel like I missed a joke.
Okay.
Is it just that he says girl as Goyle? Is that the whole joke?
Could be.
Because I tweeted, what do you guys want me to talk about today from the ATI podcast Twitter? And everyone said that. And I was like, I know it's a thing.
I should check those things out.
Huh. You should. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted me to see what the topics were going to be. Usually you'd like to spring them on me.
Well, you're totally allowed unless I say you can't know, Mom.
Okay. Got it.
You can definitely read that stuff.
Then I will read that stuff.
All right. Watch out, guys. She's reading it now. Anyway, that's the new meme and I don't get it.
Okay.
So you're going to see it and you're going to be like, I don't get it either because I don't get it.
Okay.
I feel like someone made a joke and that's what turned the meme into it and I missed the joke.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's really just that.
Goyle.
Goyle. That's it.
Goyle.
Goyle. Okay. Did you see this? A beekeeper was driving some bees and they got out and he drove calmly the rest of his route with 3,000 bees just roaming in his truck.
Wow.
In the front seat, not like in the back.
Yeah.
Like it is an intense video and he just seems so calm about it.
Well, if he spazzes out, they're going to feel it. An attack.
Yeah. I mean, and clearly he's not allergic. He's a beekeeper.
He knows bees.
He knows bees.
He knows his business.
I recently, since I watched a documentary about honey and I realized that bees, you know, they're dying.
I love bees.
When I see them, I don't get scared that they're going to sting me because it's going to hurt. I get scared that they're going to sting me and then they're going to die.
Yeah.
Why is that is the worst defense mechanism ever given to a living thing. You have one defense mechanism to sting. Guess what? Then you die. So a bee stings you to save their own life, but in return just kills them. Like they kill themselves.
They just kill themselves.
Why? Why
kamikaze is kamikaze bees?
Like I feel like the stinger should grow back. Like on lizards, you grab its tail, the tail detaches and then grows back. Why can't that be on bees?
I don't know.
That seems like, come on, the earth.
The earth?
I don't know. Get it together. Evolve, bees. You need to evolve. Anyway, that's my take on bees. They need to evolve. Instagram news. Instagram just released that they are going to filter out bullying comments. So any comments that are harassing someone or meant to upset someone will be deleted. Maybe that's why Moose's balls picture got deleted off of Instagram. My sister is sending pictures of she has her and Corey have the dog Moose. Moose has not been fixed yet. He's too young. You're not supposed to fix him until like a year and a half now. Anyway, so he still has his balls, but they are gross looking and they are very just out there. Like I feel like some dogs they're hidden.
Yeah, Bubba has his testes still intact, but you don't see them.
No.
Do you notice his?
No, not at all. Like, there's a lot of dogs. I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't realize it for the first, few moments of knowing you. His are there
for
the world to see. Yes. And Colleen likes to take pictures and just send them to people in the family.
That was how I was woken up the other morning.
Really?
Good morning. And there was this picture.
I did a favor for her.
And I spit out my tea.
Oh my God. I did a favor for her. And that was what I got in response. Nice. Was a picture of that. So that's lovely.
You're welcome.
That's good. Anyway, so Instagram is apparently going to filter things out like that.
But that's not a bully.
It is meant to harass or upset you.
Oh.
And you know it.
Okay. It just made me laugh.
Yeah. But props to you, Instagram, for keeping it clean.
So anybody can report anybody?
Yeah, and if they feel it is bullying or harassing, like they're, if you're making fun of someone's looks or their personal well-being or you're trying to make them angry, the comments will be deleted.
Good.
Yeah.
They should be.
You can turn on and off the filters.
I think things have just gotten a little out of hand with people's comments and people are just mean to be mean now.
I wonder if it's going to go through if like just certain words are going to, or you have to report it or if certain words are triggered because I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Because I know on YouTube you can type in words that you don't want to show up in your comments. Just so you guys know.
Fancy.
We can type in things. So no one's allowed to call me the B word in my comments.
Good, because they shouldn't.
Correct. So I don't know how they're going to do it, but apparently that's the
new
thing.
Other words?
Like I have words. A lot of words. Thank I've got you. Like a paragraph of words you're not allowed
Thank
to say.
Thank you.
I try and keep it clean on my Good. YouTubes.
Good.
I'm family friendly. On here, apparently I'm
apparently
not.
Apparently you're not.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, we should be able to talk about everything. Just
yes.
a little warning in advance.
No, I like to see you bright red, Ma.
Under 13, cover your ears.
Good warning. 10 minutes after the topic. So what you do is you go 10 minutes into the segment and then go backwards, re-listen to it, and close your ears. Okay, you know Kylie Jenner had a baby.
I do. Stormy.
Wow, you know the name.
How can you not see it? It's plastered everywhere.
Yes. So she says that the father is Travis Scott, who's a rapper who she's mm-hmm. been with. And the inner... What?
What is it?
Oh, you already know.
Bodyguard.
I wasn't going to report on this, but why not? Because I was like, that's her private information.
It is. And why do... Why?
My mom dropped an Altoid.
No.
Oh, what is that?
On the floor. I don't know. Oh. It's one of your rappy things.
Oh, I forgot to say what's on her table. It's not much today. It's tea, phone, glasses, and Altoids. That's what's on her tray.
And my list.
Oh, she has a list for our game in a yes. minute. All right. Anyway, yeah. So people think that Stormy looks like Kylie Jenner's bodyguard more than Travis Scott. It's a baby. As it gets older, it will show its features more. Babies look weird at first.
You can pick a feature on any person and attach it to 20 other people.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Yeah. So let them be. And then later we can reconvene and assume more things.
Or just leave them be.
We can assume, but not plastered on the internet. Yeah. Assume in your own your own head. Or with a close friend.
With your BFF.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Oh, your mommy.
Let's let them be, but keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Okay, I saw this. This has nothing to do with the internet. Nothing to do with anything. But I am fascinated with royalty.
Oh, yes.
And I saw this. I was on Facebook, and it's the 9 rules that royalty, yes. the royalty beauty rules. So I thought I'd just read them and see how many we keep and how many we break.
Wait, is this for the princesses and queens to do? Or
yes.
Is this, yes. Okay,
it's the princess, it's the makeup, beauty, that kind of rule.
Got it. Okay.
So rule number one, no bright lipstick. So no like reds. Miranda is out. Thank God. We all knew. I mean, she's the queen, but not the royal queen.
Okay.
So no bright lipstick. I don't do bright lipstick.
I don't either.
It's a nude. They want a nude.
Mm.
They get saucy. No heavy contouring. I don't.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how to do that. So I pass.
Yes. Same.
We're already passing, Mom. No heavy eye makeup.
Don't do that either.
Sometimes, depending on who does my makeup.
Is it heavy right now?
No.
Okay. See, that's
she asked if it's heavy, then looked up, which closes her eyelids even more to me.
I was trying to look at my eyelids.
So, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh. All right.
Chicken poo smells going to my brain.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, no heavy eye. So, basically, what I'm getting so far is they like a natural look.
Yes.
Okay. And their makeup has to be long lasting. I mean, we all wish our makeup was long lasting. It just depends on how much money you have. So, that's a little rude, royalty.
And they also have people along the way to freshen them.
Ah, one of them is you are not allowed to do touch-up in public.
No, that's private, apparently.
Okay. You acted as if you knew.
I'm just assuming.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was actually the next one. No touch-ups in public. Like, you can't take a little compact out and look.
Do the little
can't do it. It's illegal. No bright nail polish.
No, it's got to be nude.
Nude, and your nails need to be kept short.
Or light pink.
Yeah, they want a... A simple and put together nail polish. So
elegant.
So no long nails with bright colors.
Ladylike in their minds.
Yes. So I'm breaking very little of these rules. Mm-hmm. I must be royalty. The next one is hair should be styled properly. That I do not.
Define properly.
No messy buns.
I've seen messy buns.
Apparently they all have a certain look.
Yes.
And they have to maintain that look.
Okay.
So no messy buns. I said a few other things,
probably,
but it's
no
like
pigtails.
Yeah, it's like no. Don't let your hair look like you just rolled out of bed.
Right.
So I cannot be royalty at this point.
Neither.
And they have to have regular hair appointments, such as every day or every other day.
But they come to their house.
Yes, I know. I was gonna. I was gonna think. I was thinking. I was like, because what is her name? The Kate Middle, what is it? Yeah, sure.
Catherine.
Yeah. She gets her hair blown out almost every day. If it's, they said every other day, if not every day. Blown out every single day. I was like, how do they have time?
Blowout is.
It's like they blow dry and curl it and make it shine. And you know, it's okay. They do your hair.
Got it.
Every single day. I couldn't.
It's hard work to be a princess.
It is. It is very, this is why I can't do it, guys. It's just too much work. And the last one is, and they have to, And the last one is hats have to be used in formal events.
Yes.
That seems strange to me.
It's an old thing. I read that this morning, actually, of why. Because in the olden days, it was improper for a woman to show her hair. So when they were out in public, they had to have their hair covered. So they wore the big hat.
Because to me, in the social situations I've been in, you take your hat off when you walk in the house.
Right.
You take your hat off when you blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So to me, it's like the opposite. Like, because I guess, but it's baseball hats versus.
But you were raised with, you know, us where it was, you take your hat off inside as a sign of respect.
Yes. So to me, going to a formal event with a hat on doesn't make sense in my brain. Right. I am also not royalty.
Right. You also have to wear pantyhose. When's the last time you wore pantyhose, Rachel?
In theater. Like in high school. Man, how long ago was high school? How old am I?
You are 27.
Ew. I don't like that. Go back. I don't want to be 27. So like 10 years ago was the last time I wore pantyhose. Man, high school was 10 years ago? Well, nine. But wow.
Math.
That's math. Math is a good thing. So that's all of the news I have for today. I could look up more royalty facts because it's fascinating to me. They have a lot of traditions they have to uphold.
They do have a lot.
They did just change one thing, though.
Yes.
That when a boy, if a girl is born and then a boy is born, he doesn't outrank her.
Yes.
So she keeps her. Yeah.
Is still in line.
Yeah. Now. She keeps her spot in line, which. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you so much.
I like that. All right, Mom, entertain them because I'm going to set up the camera and film our game section so, and put it up on my vlog channel. So entertain them for like 1 second. Say things.
Oh, okay. Well, we could talk about the princess's little baby that just got born. His name's Louis. And I don't understand how come it's spelled L-O-U-I-S instead of L-O-U-I-E. Because you pronounce it Louis, not Louis.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
British people have different rules than us.
And that's okay. But it's very confusing.
I'm going to talk about that later in the Q&A section. But right now, it's time for Finish That Lyric.
Oh, fun.
Okay. So someone actually gave me the suggestion on Twitter. I don't remember who it was. Sorry. You know who you are. Love you. So I'm going to start a song.
Okay.
And then I'm going to point to you and you have to finish it.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Ain't got no tears left to cry. So I'm picking it up. Picking it up. Loving. I'm living. I'm
picking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song is that? Do you know the song?
No Tears Left to Cry.
There you go. Grande. All right. Do you have one for me?
Oh, I have more than one for me. You. Now I have to get the song in my head.
Yeah. I know her song. I know.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like
Santa Claus?
Yes!
Ah! It! I do not know that song.
It's the cutest song in the world.
How come I don't know it if it's a Christmas song?
Christmas Cookies by George Strait. It is amazing.
How have we never, being the most Christmas family in all of the world.
And it's about Christmas cookies. Hello.
How have you not?
I've listened to it for the last like 5 years, I think.
How have we not played it at every Christmas cookie party we've ever had? I don't
know. The lyrics are adorable.
Okay.
It's adorable.
You need to bring that back up during Christmas time, which is fast approaching.
Dad and I will do a video about it.
Oh my God, could you please? My dreams would come true.
We'll act it out.
Please. I would die. I'd put it on my channel.
I would die.
All right.
Keep going.
This is hilarious that this is my next song.
Okay.
Just proving who we are. Where are you, Christmas?
Where are you?
Why can't I find you?
Why can't I find
you? How did you not know?
Oh, it's the Grinch. Stole Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I even said it how she sang it.
You did.
Man. All right. I'm winning so far.
So far. If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile,
if you like to walk with potatoes.
Waltz.
What was it?
Waltz with potatoes.
Waltz with potatoes. Oh, VeggieTales.
VeggieTales theme song.
Oh. Yeah. That's a good song.
That's a great song.
I don't know it very well anymore.
Don't peek.
I'm not going to peek. I remember in high school, my friends had never watched VeggieTales.
Oh.
And we're like 16, 17, and we came over here and you had it on. I don't know why.
Because it's good.
And my guy friends all sat down and watched like 10 episodes and loved it.
Yes.
They're like, this fantastic. Is hilarious. And I was like, aren't you all atheists? And they're like, yeah, but we still enjoy this.
Matter. It's good. The oldest ones are the best ones.
Oh, I figure.
Yeah.
When people keep trying to keep doing things, it just ruins it.
They're still good, but it's not the same as, you know,
where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, God, that was a good song.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Colleen and I used to sing that behind your back.
I'm sure you did, because I would get mad because you guys would
steal your hairbrush.
My hairbrush.
Well, we'd steal it. We'd use it and then not put it back.
Yeah.
And then we'd get there. We hear screaming the next morning.
I never screamed.
It was always Colleen. It wasn't me. All right. There's my last one for you.
Okay.
But you can do your other two.
It's okay. Go for it.
Because I know you have four. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I want a cookie. I don't know what it is. I want a really good time.
I want to really, really, really want a zig a zig ah.
Oh, I would never know that.
You don't know Spice Girls?
No, I know the song, but I don't remember.
But zig a zig ah is the most famous lyric of all of the Spice Girls songs.
I fail.
Mom.
I'm sorry.
All right, give me your next one. I have more points.
When this soul world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Is this a musical or what is this?
It's James Taylor.
Oh, it sounded straight up like a Pirates of Penzance song.
I couldn't remember how the tune went.
Well, then how am I supposed to sing it if you don't even know the tune?
It's close.
Do it again. I'll try again.
I'll do the next one.
Okay, because that one was the worst. Well, wait, what was the next lyric?
I'll climb way up to the top of the roof.
I would have never gotten this.
I played it all the time when you were a kid.
I tuned that out.
Oh.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I chop down trees. I skate.
Eat my lunch.
Oh, I don't know it. I go to the... I never knew what he said.
Lavatory? That's the bathroom.
Oh, I never knew that.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory.
Okay. The lavender tree is what I never really knew.
That's cute.
My dad would sing that to us during bath time.
Yes, he would. Why bath time?
I don't know, because we thought it was funny because he would take a deep breath and hold O as long as he possibly could. That's how I knew immediately what the song was when you started it.
Yeah.
So that's the game for today. I had fun. I filmed it so you could see our reactions. Check it out on my vlog channel. My mom just realized the camera was on. All right. Keep him entertained while I turn off my camera, Mom.
Oh, I'm going to eat an Altoid and it's in my mouth. And now she's done and back.
I didn't say narrate what we're doing.
This is why this is your podcast.
It's our podcast, Mom. All right. Time for questions. Chris asks, will there be ATI merch? Yes, I have to figure out. I'm bouncing around with logos right now. I don't know what would be our merch.
A t-shirt. A hat for when we go to London.
We should make formal hats.
Yes.
So my thing is, I would love to put out merch, but I'm just the worst at putting out merch, like with designs and stuff. So we should do a formal hat.
We could do bobbleheads of each other.
We could do microphone shrinkadinks.
Microphone shrinkadinks.
For the worst. All right, next one. Oh, God. Guys, your names. I'd love you. You know I can't pronounce them, but I still love you. Skindia? Ask if Blaze gets jealous. Blaze gets very jealous.
Yes.
Not just of dogs, but of people. Matt and I used to cuddle on the couch all the time. It's not allowed to happen anymore. Blaze jumps up on us and gets in the middle. Always. He doesn't care. When we're out in public, he doesn't care about me. He cares about everyone else, which I don't take offense to. I think that's a mother's role, just to be dismissed when there's cooler people around.
Well, you want him to be social. So.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's fun.
So he doesn't get jealous unless we're at the house or I'm petting another dog.
That's, yeah.
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 That's all. So if he sees someone petting a dog and not him, he gets jealous. But I feel like that's just normal.
That's normal.
He's a good sharer. He shares toys. And he'll let another dog near his bone. We haven't really tested that.
But no, he did today with Cinderella.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. So he's a good dog. Mm-hmm. He does get jealous of humans giving other things attention and not him.
Duncan was a little jealous yesterday.
Duncan was.
Duncan was. I gave Parker a hug and he kind of pushed him away.
Oh my God. He's like,
I love you both. I love you both.
They'll learn. You have love for everybody.
I do.
Megan asks why I was on a military base.
Yes, and why you didn't bring me.
There was limited space. I filled the last space.
Gone.
So my agent just called me and said, or manager, I don't know what he is, a manager or agent. He's a human. But he was like, hey, my friend asked if I knew anyone who would want to go to like an army base training camp. And I was like, what is it? He's like, they fly you out on a helicopter and you have to wear some Kevlar. And I was like, I'll do it. I went in not knowing anything about it. I vlogged the whole thing. It should be up when I post this Monday.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm sure it'll be posted after this is posted, but it was a lot of fun, and it was really good to talk to soldiers, like one-on-one to their face, and not just listen to what the media says soldiers say or think or do.
Yes.
And they were all amazing. I had the best time. They had the best sense of humor. They were the nicest people.
Respect.
I've always done a support your troops respect for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been like that because my mom raised me like that because your dad was a Marine.
Absolutely.
My uncle was a Marine.
Yes,
and
he
would tell me war stories. I wanted to be a Marine.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let me. Nope. You respect them. You love them. You're glad they fight for us, but you didn't want me doing it. It's a tough job. It is a tough job.
It is.
I did notice, because it was an army base, mm-hmm. and they were all army.
Right. Your other grandpa was army.
Yes. He fought in the Vietnam War, right?
The Korean War.
Korean War. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I knew one of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, what? I forgot. And there was another, there was someone on the tour that was, he used to be a part of the army. He fought in one of the wars. I think the Vietnam War or something, but I don't remember. But he said something about how, like, we were about to leave. And he goes, you know, soldiers do great work. I was like, yeah, I've always been taught that. My uncle was a Marine. And he was like, I tried to join the Marines, but they said I was too smart. And I was like, what? And then the rest of the day, I realized that a lot of what the soldiers like to do is just make fun of the other sections of the military.
Yes.
They made fun of the Air Force, the Navy, they were like, I was like, what? And they all thought that they were the funniest. I was like, I don't understand. We're all fighting for the same. Well, you all are fighting. I'm not doing anything. But they're all fighting for the same thing. But they just like to.
My dad would say that too.
Really?
They call them jarheads.
Why?
Jarheads.
Your father was a genius. He was an architect.
He was a smart man.
I don't know. So and there was another an ex-Marine on our tour as well, and they handed us all certificates afterwards, and they handed it to him. They're like, sorry, you probably won't be able to read it because it's not in crayon. I was like. That was a good joke.
But it's fun play.
Yes, it is.
It's fun play.
I was just like, I hope no one takes this seriously.
No.
But anyway, it was a great experience. And
that's fantastic. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. It was honestly just amazing. The reason it got put together, I found out it was a producer dude went on this tour 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was way smaller then. And he went on it. He was like, everyone needs to do this. So he started it's twice a year. And he invites all these producer people from anyone in the industry in Hollywood. He makes sure that I think there's 20 or 40 of us, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He packs it with those people because those people have a voice that can get out into the world. Because he's like, because media does portray what they want, and he wants people to hear actual soldiers have to say.
That's great.
So I really enjoyed it. I also got to shoot a machine gun.
Yeah.
And explore tanks and act out
a mission. That's like your childhood dream.
It was. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot. All right. Miranda Trash says, are your feet still peeling? Yes.
Yes.
My right foot is still peeling from that thing.
Posted yesterday
that
it was still
peeling. Yeah, the top of it won't stop. The left foot is done.
And was the left one the one that was really intense with the big O chunks?
No. The left one was like a slight flake. The packaging seemed more legit, and everything about it seemed more legit. But then at the end of the day, the sketchy one that chunked out my foot is still working.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's what it is. One day it'll stop peeling, and then I'll need to do it again.
If you have any skin left.
All right. Kiran, you got a name. What did it feel like to watch Colleen get hypnotized? I thought it was hilarious. I was very hesitant of it at first because I just don't like the fact that someone can control someone else. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. And I never want to do it. I never want to be hypnotized because I don't want to not be in control. But so I was hesitant at first. And then I noticed it was funny. But then when he would have her do sad things, I got mad at him.
Yeah.
I was like, no, stop that.
Yeah.
You're giving her a negative emotion. Stop it. Yeah. And I didn't. But the majority of it was pretty funny. Yeah. She was pretty funny. What did you think as you watched it? Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay.
I did watch it.
No, I don't know if you're telling the truth or not.
No, I watched it.
Oh, okay.
No, I did watch it.
Okay.
No, it's something I would never do because I wouldn't be able to.
We're control freaks.
Control over of my own self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get our controlledness from you. And
you're welcome.
Yes. That's why one of the reasons why Colleen and I don't do drugs or drink is because we don't want to not be in control.
Right.
So, Yep. That's
you don't want to control anybody else. You just want to control yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
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 Good.
Danielle says, why don't you have switches on your plug outlets in America?
But, you know, it does do help people with smoking or getting off addictions back to hypnosis.
Oh, I was like, what?
I didn't want to bash it. I'm not bashing it.
No,
it's
no,
just,
no.
It's not for me.
Yes.
But I know it has helped people.
Oh, yeah. In therapeutic ways. Correctly. I honestly, maybe if I was like had something traumatic. Or and I was going to a therapist and that specialized in hypnosis,
yeah,
I would probably do it with them in a private session, you know, whatever, with the camera really recording
trust
everything.
Him
yes,
and yes, maybe another person in the room.
Yeah, I have like you in the room with me.
Okay, I saw a couple times you guys kind of going over like,
yeah,
you were gonna protect her.
It is,
or,
it's
no, stop,
yes, but I would do it in that, but. On a stage for humorous effect, I don't think I'd ever do it.
No. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, I did an eco-friendly product video, and one of them was that an outlet that's on a timer, so it stops conducting electricity when the timer goes off. Because here in America, we don't have switches on our plugs to turn them on or off. And someone from Europe is asking why we don't have, I'm assuming you're from Europe, why we don't have those. Because when you went to Europe, did you notice they had switches next to the plugs to turn them on or off?
They did.
Yeah. It's a genius thing for some reason we don't do. I don't know why we do it. We're always, once something is plugged in, it's conducting electricity.
Yeah, it's in.
It's in. It's going, whether the object is on or not.
Which is not bright.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's when hair dryers drop into the water and
or like kids stick something in the outlet or something.
Yeah.
Like it's smart to have a switch to turn it on or off.
Yeah.
But I do like the product. Matt stole it from me immediately and used it for his toaster because he always leaves his toaster plugged in that makes a high pitched noise.
Annoying.
Yes. So if it's on a 30-minute timer, it gets turned off after 30 minutes.
Takes 30 minutes to make toast.
No, but he just doesn't unplug it. You know, when you're doing things in the kitchen, things are going. I want to order more for random things around my house, but I hate that that's not for both outlets.
Right.
It's only one outlet thing. I'm like, come on, man. Anyway, but I don't know why we don't have on-off switches in America. It seems logical.
It does.
There's probably some minuscule reason that we could probably bypass, but we just don't want to change our plugs.
I don't know.
I don't know either. When our surge protectors are plugged in, you know, you can turn those on and off. Does that stop conducting electricity?
Yeah. But you have to push the button.
Yeah. That is another thing is probably Americans are just too lazy to
push. And then you have so many things in there. If you push it off, everything gets turned off. But what if you need one of those things turned on?
That's true. All right. And the last question we have for today is Lil Katie asks, do you think college was worth it for you? I think so. My mom is giving me this look like, you better say yes. No, I'm glad I went to college. I mean, I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't done college. I mean, who knows what my life would have been. I am not using my degree.
You kind of are in some ways.
In some ways.
Psychology?
I hated it because I hated listening to people whine.
Yes.
I could not. I did it because I wanted to be a cop, and that was one of the degrees that got you more money. Mm-hmm. So I read on the internet. So I'd go.
But it helps you understand people better.
Yeah.
Than if you had not taken
it. A lot of it to me when I took it was, I felt like I already knew it, like it was common sense. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just because I learned to be a good listener.
Right.
As a kid, I guess. Like, what is the person saying? Why do they feel like that?
Yeah.
Instead of fighting, you taught us to listen. So I feel like it was just a lot of common sense to me. If I didn't go to college, I wouldn't have some of the best people in my life.
Right.
I wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. And so it was worth it for me, but I don't know what it would have been if I hadn't gone.
Right.
And I'm glad I have a higher education. I did learn things.
Right.
I'm not as stupid as I was before college. I mean, I've probably lost some things. I started doing talk to text, and I'm afraid that I'm just going to lose all ability to spell. Like, it's a real thing. You went to like a year of college?
A couple of years. City College?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy those years?
I did, and I wished that I had kept going.
Yeah, okay.
But I wanted a family
more,
but I wished I had finished that. And I tried to go back when you guys were little.
It's hard.
But it was so hard to try to get all that done. Kudos to mommies who are able to do that.
Yes. It's just kudos. I don't regret college.
No.
And I think it's something people should try. It's not for everybody. Uh-huh. It's definitely not. I have a friend who went and hated it, and now she's going back after like 5 years of not being in it. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes
it's also finding the knack that you like, that you want to study.
And that is another thing. Sometimes you don't know what to do, so you're just going there and learning, just doing basic stuff. And sometimes you do need to take a year off to figure out what you want to do, mm-hmm. and then go back to major in that thing.
Right.
If I went back to college now, I'd probably major in photography.
Oh, you're very good at that.
I'd like it a lot, and I know I need to learn things.
Right.
So now I would do a different major, but psychology, I guess, helped me.
It did help you.
I can communicate to people, I guess.
You can.
I know I don't want to be a psychologist. It helped me figure that out. but that's all the questions I have for today. Do you have anything to add, Mom?
I don't.
You haven't gotten your new chickens yet?
No. June 15th.
Okay.
We'll put a little picture up.
All right.
They come, okay?
Are you going to name them, or should we have the internet name them?
Let's have the internet name all four.
All four?
All four.
All right.
Yep.
You're going to get some weird names.
That's okay. I like it. Rachel.
I blew it into the mic as if you guys could smell it.
Now I'm going to get that mic next time and smell it.
Yep. All right. Well, that's all we have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I love you, Mom.
I love you.
Guys, next Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes, it is. Go hug your mommy.
Go. So make sure you do something this week. Prepare for it, because the next podcast will already be over, so we can't warn you. Mother's Day.
Draw her a card. Mommy's like handmade cards.
That's true.
Clean your room.
Mm-hmm.
Clean up a mess somebody else did that you didn't, just so it's clean for your mom.
I was about to say, don't say whatever under your breath. I saw the funniest meme. This was the last thing I put in here for today. Someone said, how come my mom can hear me say whenever under my breath as I walk away, but can't hear me scream yeah when she yells my name 16 times from the kitchen?
Because she wants you to come to her to talk to her.
I hated that. You'd scream my name and I said, what? And you'd be like, come here. I don't want to scream. I'm like, yeah. You started this. You started the screaming. I'd get in trouble for screaming back when you were the one screaming in the first place. Anyway. All right. That's it for today. We love you guys. We'll try. We took some funny pictures today. I'll hope to have those up for you. My mom got pooped on for them, guys.
Yeah.
We didn't actually get the chicken interview picture.
We'll have to do another one. We'll have to try it again.
We'll put you in a hazmat suit next time. All right, Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.